Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Great Brazilian team. Gout, it's there. They're ahead.
It's one of the biggest sporting events in the world. And today, we're giving you an inside look at the teams and playoff pictures to date.
As we present Atlanta Soccer Tonight.
It's okay now. The goalkeeper's beaten, and South Africa have their first goal!
Listen as Jason Longshore gives you all the latest in the world of soccer.
As we break down the matchups and get you insights you can only find here.
A goal! Oh, he's in the post! Theo has to! He's in the post! But it's finally in!
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Here's Jason Longshore.
Let's kick it. Atlanta Soccer Tonight, live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore. It's our weekly show where we cover soccer in Atlanta, in Georgia, in the Southeast, in the United States, in the rest of the world. It's what we do. It's AST. After Hawks basketball tonight, so this first segment's going to be a little bit rushed. And I'm not solo riding shotgun tonight. Madison Cruz, what's up, Maddie?
Nothing much, you know. It's a very late. I'm tired, but I'm very excited to talk about soccer.
It's been a chaotic couple of games for us where we've had academy, we've had first team, we've had second team. Second team needed a couple of different locations to finish a game. It's been nuts. We had training today. We're going to talk about all of that, but let's flash back to what most people are going to want to talk about. And it's the first team match on Saturday night, a 1-1 draw with FC Dallas. A game where it's weird. I was more frustrated than anything coming out of that one at the end of the night on Saturday because I thought the team was good defensively. I thought they had enough of control, enough momentum, enough good play in the first half that they needed that second goal. And that was my biggest point was you had to score a second. They didn't. They let Dallas hang around. And out of like two or three chances that Dallas had all night, they score on one. And you come out of there feeling like you left something on the table.
You did leave something on the table. And that's, I think, what's so unfortunate about it. I mean, I agree with you completely. I walked out of it also feeling just like, I don't want to say deflated, but almost just like I breathed like a really big sigh after the game because it felt like you could have done so much more and you did do so much more, but you let Dallas hang around. You let them come in. You let them get another goal. And you created opportunities, but you just could not find the back of the net. And that is something that I think we've talked about throughout the last couple of weeks that we think we need to see improve a bit better. Yep. And it's something that we needed to see against Dallas, and we just didn't.
Yeah, it's weird. It's hard to define because you look at a lot of the numbers and the metrics.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And the statistics, and you know, you can find whatever you want out of that. Atlanta should have more points on the table than they do.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. They're not scoring as much as they're creating. And at times, and I think this has gotten corrected, I think they're better defensively than they're getting credit for right now. I think they've kind of fixed that element of it, but they're not getting any good fortune on the defensive side, let's say. We'll leave that to the side for now, the defensive side. I think it's all connected. I think it's the too easy to start separating it. Like, it's, we're talking, you know, American football, and we're talking the offense and the defense, and it's different things. It's not. It's all related. But if you score that second goal, I feel like you can kill the game off. And that was Ronnie Dyla's biggest frustration. If you get that second goal in this game, I don't see Dallas coming back. I don't see them coming back to get anything out of it. And that's been the element. I don't know if it's killer instinct. I don't know what it is, but it felt like after they got the opener on Saturday that kind of a letdown, a little bit, maybe the air out of the balloon, like just a little bit. I liked the end. They fought back. You know, Maranchuk created a couple of chances very, very late. But once they got the 1-0 lead, there wasn't that giant push to go and get the second and kill the game.
No, there wasn't. And that's something for me when we saw the game last weekend as well. I liked seeing that out of the team. I like seeing the fight. That's what you want to see. You want to see a team that can claw back, that can come back and get a result. You want to see a team that can finish it out and then continue and still fight throughout the game. And I felt like we didn't see that, even though when you get the penalty, you're up 1-0. It still just kind of felt like it's like, oh, job done. But it's not done.
A little, yeah.
And it's not done because you let Dallas hang around. Dallas was able to come in and were able to capitalize and were able to equalize. And you still kept them in the game. You had a lot of opportunities. You created more chances than they did. But you just weren't able to find something. And it's something that I think this team has. I don't want to say this like they don't have the fight. They
right,
do.
We've
seen it. That's there. They have the fight.
It felt comfortable.
Yes,
Saturday,
it felt like
I think
it was
maybe the best way to.
Yeah,
play it.
Like I would equate it as like you're. You know, it's almost like they just kind of took a back seat for a second.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where that comes from, but I think they have the fight, and it's just we got to see it more often. And I think you got to see it throughout every game.
Yeah, it's a good lesson. You know, like you've got to kill games off. And I think that's the next step. This is a team that isn't just trying to be pretty good. This is a team that has trophy winning aspirations.
Mm-hmm.
And what separates right now and Inter Miami from Atlanta United is that, okay, we've scored one, we're going to go score two, and we're going to go score three, and we're going to put this away. So then we can coast. Then we can relax. That's the next step for this group. And it's felt like these little incremental baby steps that we're seeing from Atlanta United in 2025, which is to be expected, by the way. You have a new manager. You have a lot of new players. You have a lot of new kind of cultural aspects to the way that this team wants to be. So it's not going to all happen overnight, but it's maybe been, for those of us who are around it and have seen how good it can be, it's maybe been that little bit slower than we'd like.
Yeah, and you have so many key players that you mentioned who have come in, and that's huge. Mm-hmm. You see all of those players that can come in, and you know the talent that they can bring. And that, I think, is also a level of just what's, I think, frustrating is a little bit. It's just, you know what this team can do. We've seen it in how many increments. We've seen it in the first game, third game, fifth game. We've seen it all over the place, what this entire team can produce, what they can do. And it just feels like that there's more that can be there. And Ronnie Dyla has said that there is so much more that we can see from this team, that he sees from the team, and that the team sees within themselves. Like, this isn't a, oh, we're saying it, Ronnie's saying it. The entire team knows it too. And that's what's important about it. And they know it. And it's just a matter of getting to that level. And they can get to that level because we've seen it.
Yeah, it's just putting it all together. We're going to try to piece it all together ourselves here in the next segment. We also want to get into something. And if you guys have feedback on this, I want you to tweet at us at MadisonCrew7 or at Longshoe or at 929TheGame. What are the things in the game, whistle to whistle, that you love the most? Is it that crunching tackle? Is it that, you know, outside of the foot pass? Is it that free kick like we saw from Declan Rice today? Oof. What are your favorite things in the game? Tweet them at us. We're going to talk about that in the next segment as well. We'll be back with more Atlanta soccer tonight, right after this on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.